Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Why are there no negotiations right now about the fiscal cliff? Let's get started. We begin tonight, as we do every night, keeping them honest, looking for facts, not offering opinions or playing favorites. We're not supporting Democrats or Republicans. You can find that on other cable channels. Our goal is just reporting, real reporting, trying to find the facts and the truth, calling out hypocrisy. Tonight, we're one day closer to the fiscal cliff and not one iota closer to a deal to avoid it. Now, on January 1st, 4 weeks from today, automatic tax hikes and spending cuts kick in with potentially serious consequences for virtually every taxpayer in America. And there's been zero progress on a deal. Zero. Keeping them honest, though, the American people clearly want some sort of a compromise. Polls show they want results, but the two sides are still far apart on the issue at the heart of the debate, whether the wealthiest Americans should pay more taxes than they do right now. Now, the people you elected to get things done simply are not getting it done, not even close. But maybe we should not be surprised, because in a CNN ORC poll taken a few weeks ago, 67% said Washington officials would behave like spoiled children in fiscal cliff discussions. Only 28% said they'd behave like responsible adults. Well, with that in mind, here's what the key players, the grown-ups, have said in just the past 24 hours. Listen.
The math, it doesn't work.
His proposal was so outlandish, as I don't think we should go back to the table until he puts something there that we can work with.
We're not going to twist ourselves into contortions to appease a vocal minority.
What I'm not going to do is to agree to a plan in which we have some revenue that is vague.
Republicans have proven to be willing to be held accountable. Democrats have not.
We look forward to working with the president when he decides to get serious.
We're looking for solutions, and it doesn't seem, at least from the president's proposal, that he is at all serious about finding the solution.
His last two budgets, so unserious.
What is this man talking about? Mr. Speaker, what the heck are you talking about?
So not only is there no sign of progress, there aren't even any formal negotiating sessions scheduled that we know of. And lest you think this is all public posturing while there are backroom deals being hammered out right now, congressional aides say that is simply not happening. In fact, even when President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner were in the same room together, like they were last night at the White House holiday reception for Congress members, they didn't even speak. The president was asked about that today.
Speaker Boehner was here at the White House last night for a Christmas party. The two of you didn't even speak. What's it going to take to get the two of you in a room to hash this out?
Well, Speaker Boehner and I speak frequently, and I think the issue right now...
So when will the two of you sit down in a room?
I don't think that the issue right now has to do with sitting in a room.
As I mentioned, the American people want the people they elected to sit down together, work it out. A new Gallup poll shows 62% want government leaders to compromise on the fiscal cliff. Just 25% said they should stick to their principles. So why is it that this Congress and this White House can't seem to get together and compromise on a deal? Well, it certainly isn't the first time Republicans and Democrats haven't seen eye to eye on an important issue, but the players in this debate seem to be almost allergic to budging even a little bit. Republican Senator John McCain says it hasn't always been that way, and it's time for both sides to sit down together.